Siyata Deshmaya. Today we are doing most of Simin Kuf Aleph. That's the halachas of Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed. Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, the Beis Yosef quotes the Gemara where it's brought up. The Gemara is on Daf Kuf Amid Aleph. And the Gemara says that, let's see the Beis Yosef just straight, he quotes the whole Gemara. It's a Mishnah. Chaticha shal nevel shal dag tamish, and it's arvu mechatichos. So if you have a mixture, bizman shu makiro benosim tam, v'me'enu makiro kulam osrim. That asks the Gemara, v'tibata beruva, what about bitul berov? So why is it that it says, v'me'enu makiro kulam asurim? So Gemara says, shani chaticha shal ru'uya l'schabe b'lefnei arachim. If you have something that's ru'uya to give to a guest, so then in such a case, it's chashuv, and it's not going to be batel. For those of you who have the Gemara with you, in truth, the Beis Yosef didn't quote the entire Gemara. If you take a look at the Gemara on Kuf Amid Aleph, the Gemara elaborates a little bit more, and the Gemara differentiates between two different opinions within Zra'im about which items aren't batel. The Gemara discusses Eshadarko Limnos, or Kol Shadarko Limnos. Kol Shadarko Limnos, Rashi says that anything that at times is counted isn't going to be batel. And then also the Gemara introduces opinion that those things that are always counted are not going to be batel. And so even though these items might not fall into the category of Es Shadarko Limnos, in other words, you don't always measure meat by the number of pieces of meat, you also measure it by its weight. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that it's not going to be patel because chaticha haruya l'skabe. So that's what the Gemara says, why the chaticha sholevela is not going to be patel. So what do we learn from this Gemara? What we learn from this Gemara is that there are other things, aside from what we left off with in Simin Kuf, that beria is not batel. That's what we spoke about previously. And continuing on with those things are not batel. So we have a simon about chaticha ruya l'skabed. And incidentally, the Gemara also tells us that something that's always counted, in other words, it has chashivas by itself, it's not measured by its weight, so then that also would not be batel as well. And we're going to continue with those topics. In Simin Kuf Beis, we're going to discuss another thing that's not batel, and that's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So we're continuing on with these topics. Now, in regards to chaticha ruya l'skabed not being batel, so there are parts of it that are similar to the halachos of beria and parts of it that are not. So I figured the best way to start is continue the last thing that we spoke about, and that is that beria is not batel. So in what way is chaticha ruya l'skabed similar to beria, and what way is it not similar to beria? So you take a look at the shach in Sif Katan Beis. The Shach continues with the topic that we raised in regards to beria. And that is, what happens if you have a suffik? What would the halacha be? So the Rama already tells us, at the end of Si'if Aleph, we'll do the whole Shulchan Aruch shortly, but as way of contrasting chaticha riskavi to beria, the Rama comments, v'imhu suffik, so let's say you have a piece of meat and you're not sure. Things have changed. They say, in contrast to JFK, Donald Trump's favorite piece of meat is a hamburger. Not a very refined presidency. So now you have a suffix. The rules of chaticha ruya l'skabed have begun to change. So now you have a suffix of whether it's called ruya l'skabed or not. V'imi suffix im ruya l'skabed olo, azlin on the kula. So then in such a case, you go lakula. In other words, let's say you had a suffix, whether a hamburger or something that would be raw to mechabed a guest. So we would go lakula. Afil hi isur daraisa. In other words, we would allow for a bittel, even though we're talking about an isur daraisa. So the shach immediately jumps on this and he says, ah, this is just chazara. Our first limud has been chazara of dine beria. Says the shach in Sifkatan Beis, v'imu safek, d'chadicha ruya l'skabed lo betel berov, hu midrabanan. Because the whole halacha of chadicha ruya l'skabed not being batel is a din d'rabanan. V'safek d'rabanan l'hakul. So therefore we say, safek d'rabanan goes l'kula. And then he adds, "V'dafka safek imu chaticha ruyis kabed." It's only if it's a safek of whether this is a chaticha ruyis kabed. In other words, you have a taruvos, you have a not kosher, a piece of not kosher meat, but you're not sure if that not kosher piece of meat is called a ruyis kabed. But avol muvada chaticha ruyis kabed. So then, in such a case, what we say, it's batal. But what if you know it's a not it's a vada chaticha ruyis kabed, but it's just a suffix of whether it's not a kosher piece, it's a kosher piece of meat or not, the suffix in mu'asr lo batil, then in such a case, it would not be batil. That's exactly what we saw in the Taz, in Simin Kuf Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph, that we learned that suffix beria is going to be mutter, but what does that mean that a suffix beria is going to be mutter? That means that we're mesufik if it's a beria. But if you know for sure that it's a beria and you're not sure if it's an iser d'oraisa or not, so then you would have to be machmer. The same thing in regards to chaticha l'ruyis kabed. Why? Because chaticha l'ruyis kabed and beria are working off of the same principles. They're the same idea. The same idea that they're not going to, they won't be batal. However, there is a important difference between the sugya of chaticha l'ruyis kabed and the sugya of beria. And that could be found in the Taz, in Sifkaton Yud Aleph. The Taz, halfway through, quotes a Marshal that discusses the following Shaila. Take a look, halfway through the Taz, Sifkaton Yud Aleph. He says, Kosav Rashal, Chachme Kraka, Horu al Basar Ives, there was duck, Shala Chazesh, Shekorin Bilik, it was the breast of a duck, even though the duck had been skinned, the first posek in Krakow, paskin, that's considered ruyis kabed. So what was the shaila? Let's just make sure we have the shaila. You had this piece of a duck that had fallen, that was usur, that was mixed up with other kosher pieces of duck. So the shaila is the whole taruvas asr because it's a chaticha ruyis kabed. So says the marshal, chachme krakow said it is, and therefore the whole thing's going to be asr. Velinera, but the rashal says the shaloka din haru. He says they were wrong. And the taz says he can't believe, to quote Jack Buck, he says, I can't believe what I just saw. Whoever got the reference gets couple extra points on the next bechina, not for now. The Taz says, "V'tamani, it's a wonder to me." Im yotz, it's not fair to Jakey. V'tamani im yotz dvarim elu mipi rashal. If these things came out of, if the marshal said such a thing, how could that be? I can't believe this. Says the Taz. Shemaot emunim. So what's the problem? What was the rashal's problem? Rashal said that it can't be called a chaticha ruyel iskabed because, says the marshal, it was broken into a smaller piece. In other words, it was a full duck that was broken into a smaller piece. Says the Taz, v'chi, this is the punchline, v'chi b'chaticha gdola v'chashuva ma'od, v'nechtach mimenu tzas, nemar shebotel chashivasa, just because a smaller piece was cut off, does it lose its chashivus? V'amrim siv sha'achar zed lo batel chashivusa. We're going to see, says the Taz, if you learn Shulchan Aruch carefully, okay, that's a debate, whether the Taz is right that in Shulchan Aruch would say that, but he says if you read Shulchan Aruch carefully, you'll see that even if a piece came off of the Chaticha Ruyi L'Skabed, then in such a case, it's still called the Chaticha Ruyi L'Skabed. Ve'ein doma zeh le'beria. Oh, and it's not comparable to beria. De'kol shenito k'sas menu ein shem beria. Rabosai, tell me, what's the halacha? If somebody eats an insect, and the insect is missing a leg, are they going to be chayiv? The answer is no. It has to be a complete. It has to be a complete thing. So when it comes to beria, the halacha is you need it in its entirety. However, when it comes to chaticha ruyi l'skabed, as long as the chaticha itself is ruyi l'skabed, so then in such an instance, the halacha would be that one would say that it still prevents bittul, and therefore the Taz disagrees with the psak of the Marshal. If one takes a look in the Binas Adam in Os Nun Gimel, so there, the problem is, In different editions, they have different things. One second. Let's see if I find it here. If I'm able to find it quickly, I'll read it. And if I can't, then we'll pass. Different things have different... Yeah. Okay, in other editions, it's Ayin Beis. So that's confusing. The Bimas Adam summarizes the sugya, and he says very, very clearly the following. Avo bechasar mimena, afilu regal echad, when you have an insect that's missing one leg, afal pi shelo nevda tsurasa betela, even though it doesn't lose its sura, it's going to be batel. However, when it comes to chaticha ruyis gave, so then in such a case, then what is the Shulchan Aruch saying, Sivav? Shivav, it says, ad shenevda tsurasan. That's what the Mechaber says. It has to be that the Chaticha Ruya Leskabe needs to lose its Tzura. So that's exactly what we saw from the Taz. And the Shach says the same thing as well in Sif Katan Tes Vav. So that's how the Bina saw the Paskins, that even though the Chaticha Ruya Leskabe is not in its ideal form. So let's say you had a piece of chicken, and the chicken is clearly a Chaticha Ruya Leskabe. Now the normal Chaticha Ruya Leskabe might be the whole leg with the wing, but at the end of the day, even if part of it is broken off, then in such a case, that would still be considered a chaticha ruyis gavei. That's what the Shach says. If katan tesvav, katan teres chatas, umashma hadabatel misrasek, haynu shelo nishar shan davar chashuv. It has to be that there's no davar chashuv that's left. Avon chaticha nishar chaticha ruyis gavei, afal gav de batel mitam beria. Mikomakom adayin chashuv ein batel mitam chaticha ruyis gavei. So there are halachos that are similar between Beria and Chaticha Ruyis Gavei, and that is that both are Dinei Derabbanan and Dinei Sfeikos will be exactly the same. On the other hand, because even though each one might very well be based on Chashivas, there's a different type of Chashivas. The Chashivas of the Beria stems from the fact that it is entirely whole, in contrast to Chaticha Ruyis Gavei, which does not. We are now ready to rip through the Shulchan Aruch. Zok Deheilige Mechaber. Chaticha Ruyis Gavei Dina Keberia. So he tells us it's like Beria, and we outlined when that's so and when that's not. Dafilu be'elaflo betela, fa'afilim hi asur ba'ana. And even though you might argue that if the food is asur ba'ana, so then it doesn't have chashivas, because you wouldn't be able to serve it even to a guy. Kivin shim tispatel ha'isim ateres ru'uya l'skavit. Says the Ramah, va'afilu eina asur rak midrabanan, eina betela. Even though chaticha l'skavit is only didrabanan, the din derabbanan they were goes are also on other isurei derabbanan, not just isurei d'oraisa. We read the rest of the Ramah. Siv Beis. Siv Beis is a fascinating chiluk between two different types of isurim that we've already discussed before, and a very important application. We mentioned Siv Beis in our Hagdama to Yoredeya. We mentioned Sif Beis. Sif Beis is a really fundamental Sif, very straightforward and important. The Mechaber says, Ein la din chaticha ruyis gavei, elim ken isura machmas atzma. The only time something is going to be called a chaticha ruyis gavei is when it's an isur that's due to its own identity. What does that mean? Could go nevela or basar b'chalav. Let's focus on nevela. We spoke about basar b'chalav in the past. Let's focus on nevela now. If a piece of meat was not slaughtered properly, so then the entire piece of meat is asr. Avol nesra machma shekibla tam isr. But what happens if you have a piece of meat that absorbed chelev? So then, even if v'lo haya bashishim levatol, there wasn't 60 to be vatol chelev, so the whole chaticha is going to be asr. And now, that chaticha falls in, the basar that absorbed chelev falls into a mixture of other chatichos. And even though that piece of meat is ru'i l'skabeg, nevertheless, it's not going to be batel. Why? Because the isur is not ro'i l'skabeg. In order to say that it's not batel, it has to be that the isur is ro'i l'skabeg. So here, the isur of the chelev is just absorbed in the meat. In contrast to the nevela itself is ro'i l'skabeg. Afil misha sover, chaticha atzunas nevela, ein lo din chaticha ro'i l'skabeg. Even if you're going to hold chanan on shari surim, nevertheless, it's not going to be batal. Says the Rambam, that's straightforward, right, Rabosai? This is in many ways a good chazar. Says Rambam, and therefore the Rambam says that if you have a chaticha that it has blood that hasn't been salted, the atar chaticha is aser, but the nature of that iser is that it's not machmas atzma. The Rambam continues, kol chaticha shel nesra rak de klipa b'teila, dere klipa einu yiskabe. Similarly, let's say we had a case of iwud. Let's say you poured chalav onto basar, and we learned that iwud is mevashel kedei klipa, so the top of the piece of meat is going to be aser, but the rest of the piece of meat is mutter. So if that piece of meat falls into a taruvas, in such a case, that could be batel, because it's a chaticha ru yiskabe, the klipa is going to be mutter. Si'iv gimel is the most fundamental Seif in all of Simin Kuf Aleph. Seif Gimel gets to the scope of Chaticha Rui L'Skabe. What exactly are the parameters of Chaticha Rui L'Skabe? So to do that properly, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we will go to the tour. We will actually look up the Rush inside for those of you who have Gemaras. And then we will be Masik Shmaitza Liba D'Hilchasa. Says the tour, U'be'inyin Chaticha Rui L'Skabe, Kosev HaRush, Rabu Adeus. There are many opinions. Yesh omrim, shetarnigolas binot sasa, v'chein chaticha chaya, kivan she'en ruin ata, lo chashiva ru'i l'skabit. So first we're going to formulate this machlokas rishonim in what we would call practical terms, or some call balabatisha terms. I often like balabatisha explanations. To me it's not a pejorative. And the Baal Batisha way of explaining this first daya is as follows. The Baal Batisha way is saying that the din of Chaticha Rui L'Skabe is a practical din. It needs to be that this piece is ready now to be given to Archim. And that's how you decide whether something is considered a Dover HaRoi L'Skabe. And therefore, continues the first opinion, V'afilu Be'ema Shlema B'Tela. It can't be that it has a potential that to be given to the guests. Rather, it has to be tachlis. Tachlis, is it roi to give to guests? The Rosh though rejects it. V'loi nihira, continues the Torah, quoting his father. Says the Rush, I think that's wrong. The whole halacha of Ru'i L'Skabe is not dependent on whether it's ready for a guest, but rather it's a question of a shiur, a size. Now this shita requires a little bit more explanation. What does he mean that's dependent on a size? What does this opinion hold? What does the Rush hold? And then he goes on. I'll let you think about that for a second because I want you to give me a svara. And then he goes on. The Torah quoting v'gam yeshomer. There are some say the keves shalem or avei shalem ain a nikru l'schabed shein derech lita l'fnei orech keves or avei shalem v'gam elu divrei havoyhem. Says the Rosh l'shitasi. Those who say, well, a large animal is not going to be considered a chaticha ru'i l'skabed because you don't give everybody the whole. You don't serve them with the head. It's not Rosh Hashanah for Svardin. It happens to be Rosh Hashanah Lilanos day. But you don't serve the Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. You don't serve the whole animal with the head. So then, in such a case, then what are we going to say? We're going to say that it's not a real iskabe. Says the Rosh, that's ridiculous. No, there's 10 chatichos in this sheep. There's 20 chatichos in the sheep. More. Koshkein the chashiv tvei. Eshedak lezos. It's certainly going to be considered more chashiv because it's one that's counted. So how would you be mazbir the shita sarash? What's the Rosh's shita? The first shita is a practical shita. First shita says, if you practically would serve it to a guest, then it would be considered a chaticha ru'i l'skabe. If it's practically something you wouldn't serve to a guest, then it would not be considered ru'i l'skabe. So what's this machlokas? Nu, help me out, Rabosai. What's the machlokas here? Let's go slowly. Let's try to let's read the words again. The first daya says you look at it practically. Practically, if you would serve it to a guest, then that's considered roi l'skabe. And the Rush says, and the fact that you would serve 10 pieces to a guest, that has 10 pieces inside of it, why should it make a difference? So he's not interested in practical. What's he interested in? He's interested in
size.
Right. Size. So I'll tell you, the simplest way of saying it, which I don't think is the emes, is that the Rush is saying, which is not what you said, is Rush would say you could look at the potential. Just look at the potential. In other words, the first day it holds, you look at it practically. And the second day it holds, no, as long as there's the potential, so then in such a case it's not going to be batel. But I wouldn't say it that way, because if you take a look at the Rush, for those of you who have a Gemara, and the truth is the Tur already said it. The Rush says, "Mi garash shor godol me es shedarko limnos." If you're talking about the whole ox, is it any less than es shedarko limnos? Now, if you remember when we started and I introduced the Gemara, I made sure to mention es shedarko limnos. Es shedarko limnos means that which is norm is often counted, so then is considered chashuv and is not batal. The Rush seems to understand that chaticha haru'uya l'skabeh is simply an extension of the Mishnah in Zrayim that says that those things that are normally counted independently are not batal. So chaticha haru'uya l'skabeh is really just an extension of that halacha. It's a din of es shedarko limnos. So therefore, if you're talking about something that is one piece, one meal, one what we call in Hebrew one mana, one serving. That's eshedarko limnos. Certainly, something that's 20 servings, that's 30 servings, would certainly be. However, when it comes to the first day says no. Chaticha ruil eschavet has nothing to do with eshedarko limnos. Rather, what is it a function of? It's a separate halacha called the halacha of chashivus. And chashivus of chaticha ruy l'skabeh is based on the idea of those things that have a chashivus, that they're ready to be served as a dish, that's not going to be batal. But it has nothing to do with eshedarko limnos. That's going to be the machlokas. Hence, the Rosh says, when we're saying chaticha ruy l'skabeh, it's just a code word for eshedarko limnos, and therefore it doesn't have to be prepared. But the first day says, no, it's the chashivus of it ready for a su'uda. And this doesn't have the chashivus that's ready for the su'uda. And this is going to be a big mikvach locus of how we paskin. So let's take a look. Yes, Zach, go ahead.
It's not always that something that's dark luminous is big.
Correct.
So it's interesting that the Rosh says, well, in the hero, el shiro, meaning the sheer makes it sound like the size of the actual object. Or is he saying that could be...
The general eshedark limnos, you're right, is you can't say it needs to be a kazayas, it needs to be
really
a beitza. But exactly. In other words, that generally eshedark limnos is defined by it being a certain size. Once it reaches... I'll give you an example. There's a reason why watermelons are in some places are sold by the amount of watermelons you buy as opposed to the weight. But grapes, no one's going to count grapes. Watermelon's much bigger. So those things that are larger tend to be sold by number as opposed to those things that are smaller. The dramatic example is no one would ever sell rice by number, right? Rice would never be sold by number. So the bigger you get, the more likely you are to sell it by number. Is it true that there are very big things, there are exceptions to the rule? Yes. And watermelons also in some places are sold by weight. Many places are sold by weight. But at it is when you have something that's really small, that's not sold by number. That's sold by weight. So therefore, the halacha of eshedark limnos says that which is normally counted, that's not going to be batal. So this halacha is just that halacha, and the Rush therefore says the point is that one serving is looked at as one serving. Since looked at as one serving, it's not going to be batel. So something that has 20 servings inside of it, certainly it's not going to, it's not going to be batel. That's the Rush's argument. Yeah. There's a hand. Yeah.
What's the difference between the salafa and something that you count then? The Gemara clearly distinguishes.
Very good. So I don't have an answer for that question. I want you to work on and say there. And you, we will see the Shach will make your point, but clearly the Rush holds this way. So let's let it develop well. Maybe remind me. I do want to present your kasha. The kasha is there must be an answer. There must be a good answer there. I just haven't come across it. I'm sure there's a good answer. So please share it with me when you get it. But I want to do dvarim keseder and then bli neder. I'll try to get back to your question. Shura says the mechaber tarnigolas binotzasa siv gimel a chicken that is in its feathers shenis arve b'acheres betela. So how does the Mechaber paskin? He paskins like the Shita that the Rush called Divrei Havoy. He says, no, it's not right to give it in front of guests. Also has to be cooked. So we have Kula on top of Kula on top of Kula. That the only time we're going to say that it's not going to be batel is if it's a ready to eat item. If it's not a ready-to-eat item, then in such a case, it's going to be batel. V'chein keves shalem. So you could have a sheep. O chaticha gdola yoser midai. Or it's too big of a piece. You wouldn't serve. It's insulting to serve a guest such a large portion. So it has to be a smaller portion. My wife and I observed the fancier restaurant you go to, the smaller the serving. It might taste better, but serving itself is a smaller. V'chein keves shalem l'chaticha gdola yoser midai lo chashiva ruy l'skavid she'ein derech liten l'fnei oreach keves shalem l'chaticha gdola yoser midai. So that's the first day. V'yesh cholkin b'chol zeh, and there's some who disagree. V'chein noyagin, says the Ramah, but we are knowing that way. So Rabbo said we have a big machlokes halacha l'maisa between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. It's not who to vote for. But the machlokus over here is whether a chaticha ruil skabed is only those things that are prepared. The Ramah says it's only those things that are prepared, the Mechaber says it's only those things that are prepared, while the Ramah says all of the above items are going to also be considered chaticha ruil skabed. The Ramah is much more machmir than the Mechaber. This plays out, Rabosai, halacha, lemaisa, 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 in kashrus organizations in theory today. I don't know if Chacham Avadia Zatzal's Hashgacha, what's it called, Bet Yosef? I don't know if they actually paskin based on this, but there is a Beferish Tshuva from the Yabia Omer in Chelek Hey Simin Ches, and we're going to see Ashkenazim disagree for many, many different reasons with Chacham Avadia's psak, but he paskins this way lemaisa. I'd be curious if anybody speaks with people who work within the Hashgacha Beit Yosef, ask them. I am curious if they pass like this. The shaila was as follows: Nishalti, right? You got the Maramokom Heches. Nishalti be'echad sheshachat lebeiso. So this wasn't exactly a factory. What they call a shlachthos, a slaughterhouse, but with someone in his house that slaughtered 5 chickens. Shnayim gedolim ktsas u'shlosha ktanim. Now, happens to be that in this case, 5 of them, there were 5 chickens, 2 were larger than the other 3. But for our shayla, it's not going to really make much of a difference. U'la'achar shemartum nitzoseihem, but after they were already plucked from their feathers. We didn't get to the Ramah about plucked feathers. We'll get to that shortly. Upitcham vod siwas mayim b'selcham. Then they opened up and took out the innards. Nasnim mayim b'kli gadol l'shrotam. And they began to soak that. And then they found that in one of the gizzards, it was a trefa. But they already lost track. Someone dropped the ball. And they lost track of seeing which one was the chicken that had the trefa. So you've got 5 chickens. One of them is a trefa. All mixed up. No. Rabosai, what's the halacha? Throw out a few halachas. What's the halacha? It's hard to get this one wrong. What's the halacha in such a case? Five pieces of chicken, five chickens, four of them are kosher, one of them is treif, one of them is mixed up. What do you say? What would you say? You're allowed to eat them or not?
Rove.
Ach, beautiful. Achrei rabbi matos. Oh, but a chicken is a chicken, a chaticha rui l'skabed. If it's a chaticha rui l'skabed, then it's all going to be aser. So Chaim Avadia has a relatively long tshuva, but it's a very, very bottom line. It's a very, very straightforward tshuva. He says, at the end of the day, we paskin that the first day of the Mechaber, as long as it's not a ready-to-eat piece of meat, the halacha is that's not a chaticha riskabed, Chaim Avadia's mekel. In terms of lemaisa, not to cook it together, because he says there's not shishim, so you can't cook them together, and so on, and he gives eitzes of how to deal with that. But the bottom line is, he's mekel. Would an Ashkenazi hashkacha be mekel in such a case? It would seem not. Most definitely not. You would say, and this comes up all the time, you would say that in such a case, that it's a chaticha rui l'skabed, and since a chaticha rui l'skabed, it messes up the whole taruvus. Ooh, that's quite a chumrah. This is mikatsa akatsa, Rabbi say. See what's at stake over here? So what happens if you have in a slaughterhouse, we have hundreds of chickens, and one of them was a trefa. Boom, does it say make everything aser? So the best that we have for us Ashkenazim, if there's a reason to be, if one is looking for a kula.
Can you make if it's specific maybe?
Ah, right. Let's say, very good. So that's exactly what Ashkenazim do, y'all. Very good. If you take a look at Pischei Tshuva, at the end of Sif Katan Dalid, Va'ayim B'tshuvas Chsam Sofer, that he has a similar shayla. It was a chaticha gedola, and he says, "Well, really, it's a chaticha rui l'skabit. Why? Because he holds not like the mechaber. Why? Because the Chassam Sofer himself wrote in another tshuva, Uvnei Yisrael Yotzin biyod Ramah, that we paskin like the Ramah. So really, says the Chassam Sofer, I want to be machmir, but he gives Yovel's thing, and he says, if you have other snifim lahakel, at the end of the day, chaticha rui l'skabit is only a din derabanan. So since chaticha rui l'skabit itself is only a din derabanan, says the Chassam Sofer, that he thinks that that's a reason one could be mekla. Zoy zokt der chsam sefer. So you're right. For Ashkenazim, it's not like it's an absolute, in every instance, you're going to have to be machmir. So what we would look for, if we were working in a slaughterhouse, I feel so lucky. My grandfather was a shochet that worked in a slaughterhouse. And I used to in a comfortable building and I learned with you. My grandfather was a shochet in Vancouver. He passed away in the 60s. I wasn't zochet to meet him. But the Rav in Vancouver years after was a Talmud of Soloveitchik, Rabbi Feuerstein. He's actually Rabbi Daniel Feldman's father-in-law, Rabbi Feuerstein. So he's a very special man. He learned Bechavruso. You might recognize him from the yeshiva. He learned Bechavruso Rabbi Ram. So he told me when my grandmother was nifteris, I was in Vancouver, and he gave a beautiful hesped for her. And at the shiva, he said the following. He said, the shechita continued in Vancouver for many, many years after my grandfather passed away. There was still shochtim. I don't think they do shechitas anymore in Vancouver. Anyhow, he said he used to go. It's totally different than in places where there are large Jewish communities. They take the slaughterhouse at very strange times where the shochet comes, and then they do the shechitas. He said he would go with the shochet. And he said that one time, my father told me that the shechita conditions in the slaughterhouse were not very safe. These were memories from my grandfather. So he told me this must have been in the 80s. This is not so long ago. He said someone didn't shackle the bull properly. And the shochet, he was with the shochet in the pen, and he had severed half of the head. And the bull managed to escape, Hashem Yirachim, and started charging towards them. So Rabbi Feuerstein said they scaled the wall. They jumped over the wall. He managed to scale the wall. And he said, I'll tell you what I was thinking when I scaled the wall. He said, when I was sitting in Rav Soloveitchik's shir and learning Hilcha Shechita, did I ever think that this is what Hilcha Shechita was going to become? That's what he said. Okay. So that's a Maisa Shoya in Vancouver in the 1980s. So the point is that many different things happen in a Shlach Tais. Hopefully not as extreme as that. But what you'll, as Yoel is saying, if you have an animal that has another shaila, and that was mixed up in a taruvas, so then in such a case we would say that the halacha is that it's not we wouldn't be machmir, we would rely on the Ram, on the mechaber. But miyikr dedina, that's the furthest that we would go. And it comes out a big nafkamina. Again, if there are no other tzadim lehakel, comes out that we Ashkenazim are much more machmir on chaticha ruhi l'skabe than Sfaradim. Yes, sir.
It seems from the shach that only if it was a suffix, if it was a chaticha ruhi l'skabe, not as opposed to if it was a suffix of where, of which one it is. Or is it any suffix that we could be suffix to Rabbanon could be nikel?
Exactly, it would be suffix. It was a suffix. No, in a chanami. No,
this we're talking. It wasn't a suffix if it was a chaticha ruhi l'skabe, it was a suffix where.
Correct.
But we could still be
Mako. You would need other tzadim to be Mako. That's the Chassam said. We're not talking about what it would have to fall. And you're right. It would have to be consistent with. Let's say the suffix was an Isser, like you said, an Isser Darabana was an Isser Daraisa. Let's say it was a suffix of Treifus that's only a Chash Darabana, not a Chash Daraisa. But you're right. If we were talking about a case in where you have a vadai ruhi l'skabed and you have a suffik daraisa, so then you could be mekel. But if you have a suffik ruhi l'skabed, we said the other way around. If you have a suffik ruhi l'skabed and vadai yisr, but over here you're going to have a suffik yisr. Correct.
There's just suffik so
you're right, because then in that case you could be mekel for other. You could be mekel also. That we also learned. No, we're talking about a case of where both al tilchas ruhi l'skabed, we should be machmir, and al tilchas treifos, you should also be machmir, but we bring together two snifim lahakel. In other words, by itself, al tilchas chaticha ruhi l'skabed, we'd be machmir. And in regards to hilchos treifos, we would have been machmir. But if you put the two together, if you have another snif, says the Chassam Sofer, then you could be Mekel. I understand what you're asking. You asked well. Yeah.
What was the case that Chassam Sofer was commenting on? When he says it was something.
We could read together. It has to do with the needle inside of a part of an animal.
It's not a similar case.
No. It's a Chaticha Ruhi L'Skabed case. That's similar.
Right.
But he says there was also another tzad to be Mekel in Hilchos Treifos. That's what he's talking about.
Why would it make a difference? Is if there's another shaila in?
Because
the shaila to usher at all?
Right. Exactly.
That's not a shaila in Ruhi L'Skabed.
Correct.
So therefore, if it's a shaila in
Darais, no, but we would have been machmir, but because and therefore as chaticha ruhi l'skabed it should usher everything. But since we could be mekel in chaticha ruhi l'skabed, so then we could be mekel on that as well. That's what the Chassam Sofer said. You know, it's a tziruf of kulos. That's what he's bringing out. Okay. Now the Shach in Sifkatan Zayin comments as follows, and this comes back to the chakira that we mentioned before. Mashma midivrei hamechaber v'aposkim. The gam dover shebeminyan lo have. He says that you're going to have to say, this was your question, Shua. You're going to have to say that a tarnigolus is not considered something that's called dover shebeminyan. Vahachi muchach lehedya b'mardachi. And this is how the Mardachi paskins. That the Mardachi paskins that you don't look at a chicken that hasn't been entirely processed as something that's called a davar shebeminyan, right? Because a chicken that's not entirely processed is not sold. You don't sell them as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When you finish the chicken, so then you sell a whole chicken. But in its process, it's not considered davar shebeminyan, and therefore it's not going to be usher. The taruvas is not going to be usher. In other words, it's not going to prevent bittel, neither out chaticha ruhi l'skabed because the feathers are still on, and nor due to davar shebeminyan because it's not considered davar shebeminyan. And the Shach concludes, the Torah's Chatos disagrees, And he says that even though it's not batal, it's chatichurul yiskabed, but al zdavar shebeminyan, it's still going to be batal. So how do you look at a chicken that hasn't been fully processed? The Torah Chata says that it's considered davar shebeminyan, and the Mardechi says that it's not. So it comments the Shach that this must be going with the Mardechi and not with the Torah Chatas. So what do you see from the Shach? The Shach is assuming that the halachos of chaticha rui l'skabed and davar shebeminyan are entirely two separate things. That's beautiful, because the Shach is commenting within the Mechaber, and the Mechaber is going within the Shitos, Rajba, Ramban, and others, the Deya in the tour that the Rush didn't like, who said that it has nothing to do with Davar Shebeminyan. The Rush disagreed and said that it's also an extension of the Halachos of Davar Shebeminyan. So this is a beautiful Chakira. So one of the things I would want you to come away from today with is this conceptual Chakira. Is Chaticha Ruy L'Skabed a din in chashivos, or does it have, and therefore has nothing to do with Davar Shebeminyan, or is an extension of Davar Shebeminyan? The Shach points out that there are others who say you always will have to ask the question of whether the item is considered Davar Shebeminyan outside of Chaticha Ruy L'Skabed. The Rush will say no, because Chaticha Ruy L'Skabed is already Aser al Davar Shebeminyan. Who says this vort? So it's said in the Sefer Pri Moshe. And also, our great Sholem Meshiv, Rav Eliav, has this in his Sefer on page 445 in Meshiv Nefesh. He points out that this Machlokas Rishonim is going to revolve around this question. Is it based on the idea of Chashivas, or is it based on... does he spell out the other side? He might not spell out the other side, but he accentuates this side. That this Shita, who... The Primosha might accentuate the other side. But this Shita that says that's all about serving it holds that's all a question of Chashivas. And the other Shita is going to hold that which is normally counted. Okay, so that's in regards to Machlokas Harishonim that we already see in the Torah. The Ramah continues, and the Ramah says, V'chein Ogin, we're Machmir, but there's one case that the Ramah is willing to be Mekel on. Milvad Tarnagos Benot Sasa. The exception would be a chicken in its feathers, the mechuseres maisa gadol, because you still need to pluck the chicken. And since you're going to need to pluck the chicken, so then in such a case, everywhere would agree, the nogin bas shehi betela. In other words, it's entirely unprepared. It's entirely unprepared. V'chein, raglayim o rosh shelo nichrachu mis'arim. Avon kfar nichrachu chashivi chatichu iskavi. If the hairs haven't been removed, so then also would not be considered chatichu iskavi. Afilu lo nimlechu adayim, v'afilu keves shalim ein a batel. Even if it hasn't been salted, nevertheless, the halacha is that it's not going to be batel. Mihu, raglayim shel ofos, mavad ragle ivez, v'chein ragle beim adakol, b'mdina sa'olu, lo chashivu klal. If it's just the legs, then it's not considered chashuv ubetelim, and they're batel. Roshel ofos ain't chashuv ubatel. Ahead of the chickens also are not going to be considered chashuv as well. The Badei Hashulchan in Sifkatan Lamed Beis says that today this halacha doesn't apply. The Badei Hashulchan says that once upon a time it took a while to pluck the chicken of its feathers, but he says today it's extremely easy to pluck the feathers from a chicken, and therefore he says that would also still be considered a chaticha haru'uya l'skabi. Therefore, when it came to the case of the slaughterhouse, the fact that the chicken has not been plucked for the Badei Hashulchan would still make it aser if it gets mixed up in other things. Because he says that today the halacha is going to be different. Okay. Okay. The Pisrei Tshuva. This concludes Siv Gimel. The Pisrei Tshuva in Siv Katan Gimel has an interesting tziur. Let's take a look at Gimel. He discusses the following. He discusses what happens if you have a food that is a chaticha ruya l'skabed, but its chaticha ruya l'skabed, its identity as a chaticha ruya l'skabed, is tangential. And we'll see shortly what that means. Says the Pischei Tshuva, Dibar Masl Basar B'chalav, Ayin B'tshuvas Noda B'Yehuda, Maisa, She'afu Kreplach. It was a case where they were baking Kreplach. Kreplach is a folded over bit of flour that has something inside, or an egg. Im Chema, it was being baked with cheese. B'tisha Agnei Nechoshes, U'besocham, but they had a big problem that they two of them had already been cooked with meat. So they got all mixed up. You had some dough that had already been cooked with meat, which then got mixed up with cheese. Most of the others had not been cooked with meat. And he says it's bottle. But then he asks on himself, what about chaticha ruya l'skabed? So he continues in Sifkat and Dalet. V'lo mikri chaticha ruya l'skabed. He says it's not called a chaticha ruya l'skabed. Da af al gav de basa b'chol hu isamach masatzo. Even though we learned that if you had meat that had absorbed milk, which was mixed up in other pieces, so then in such a case, we would say it's not batel. If it's the meat that's ruya l'skabed, and the meat and milk is considered an iser machmas atzmo, mekol makom hacha ha'ikar hua isa. But over here, the ikar is not the iser. The ikar is the flour. U'basa b'chalav hu balua. L'hachi batel. So he says it's going to be batel. In this case, he says it's going to be batel. Why? Because the whole idea of chaticha ruya l'skabed being dependent to an iser machmas atzmo is that the iser itself has to be one that's ro'i l'skabed. But if over here the basar and the chalav is not ro'i l'skabed, it's tiny pieces of cheese that are coming in contact with flesh. So then, in such a case, that would not be batel. And this is how the No de Yehuda paskin. So when we say chaticha ruya l'skabed, it's when the host of the ruya l'skabed, even of itself, is chashuv of the iser. If, however, the iser is not chashuv and the host has nothing to do with the iser, so like in this case over here, the host is the host itself is entirely mutter. It's just that you have a little bit of blios of shuman. In such a case, one is going to be mekel. So this will come up halacha lemaisa. This will come up when you have blios of basar b'chalav. You have blios of basar b'chalav inside a food item. So then that would not be called chaticha ruya l'skabed. It has to be that the basar and chalav itself has to be ruya l'skabed. If the basar b'chalav itself is ruya l'skabed, then it would be aser. So an example of where the basar b'chalav would be ruya l'skabed, what do you think about the shiloh that's discussed in the Pischei Tshuvas? By the way, the last ha'ara you guys made in the Pischei Tshuvas, I went back to Mechaber and he accepted it. He defended himself, but he accepted the ha'ara. And I think in the next edition he might change it. But he discusses the following shiloh. What would you say? You have pizza. The cheese was cut by a knife but that knife was fleishiks. Let's say it was hot. It was fleishiks. So the cheese is treif. And now the cheese was put on pizza, but you know it was only on one. You only had one pizza worth, and now it's a whole pie. So if we would, it's mixed up within a bunch of things. So if we consider it a chaticha ruya l'skabed, a basar b'chalav, So then in such a case, then it's going to aser the entire Taruvus. But if you say no, that's only an iser balua, so in such a case, everything is going to be fine. So the Pisrei Tshuvas argues that in such a case, that the ikar of the pizza is the cheese. So the cheese is the chashuv, and then that's basar b'chalav. So in such a case, he thinks that it could very well be that in such a case, that would be called chaticha horuyas kari yeshlamo. What do you want to say?
No, I was just going to make a point that in this case, it's different than the
kabbalah. Exactly. That's exactly what the Pisrei Tshuvas says. It's different, there's a difference between this case and that case.
Is that it necessarily didn't ikar tafel? Because, I mean, you have to say, what's the ikar of the pizza? The bread is the basis of it, you know?
Exactly.
But I'm saying, it's not the pshat, the cheese is the tafel, they're both chashuv.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
But anyway, you would say that in the pizza, both the bread and the cheese are chashuv.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. His lashon is machmas hagvina kol machal nechshav roi l'skabe. It's only because of the cheese would you say that's roi l'skabe? Because just dough would not be considered. Tomato sauce and dough would not be enough to be considered roi l'skabe. So I think your formulations are even similar. Yefemot. Okay, Rav Osai. Let's try to go through Sivav. Says the Mechaber Shuman Hakinta Einu Ruy Eskabe. The fat is not considered Ruy Eskabe. Aval Or Shuman Iveiz Mikroy Eskabe. But duck and its fat is considered Chashuv. Korkavon, the gizzards, V'chein Shar B'nei Me'ayim Einu Ruy Eskabe. Sivav. Ha de Beria V'chaticha Ruy Eskabe Lo B'teila. This that we say that Beria and Chaticha Ruy Eskabe are not batel. Dafka ba'idam shleimim. It's only when they're still intact. And this we touched on before, and now we're going to be medayik in more. It's only when they're intact. Oh, so what did we say intact means? So we said when it comes to beria, we said that once the leg is removed, it loses its shame beria. So now tell me if you agree with how the Shach and the Taz learns the Mechaber. Aval im nechtechu, but if it was cut up, so according to the Shach and the Taz, how will you read it? It means that it's cut up into pieces. Doesn't mean that a part, piece of it was cut up. What would an example of that be? You have a piece of chicken. That's a ruy l'skabe l'fnei oreach. But once you cut it up for your kids, so then in such a case, even if you gave them, you had the whole thing there, that would be considered something that's no longer ruy l'skabe. Oy misrasku, or it's been mashed. Ad shenevdu tsurasan, until it loses its surah. So we saw the Shach and the Taz are being medayek that says ad shenevdu tsurasa, it needs to lose its surah. For the beria, it's going to become disqualified as a beria a lot before that. Peteli disuloi chashiv, it's not chashiv. Vafilum nisrasku la'achar shenisar v'umeh heter, and even if it was mashed after it was mixed with the heter, vafil achar shenod la'taruvos, then it's going to be batal. V'hushin is rasku shalom miskam vatal yisr. But you can't do it with the kavana to be mevatal yisr. In other words, you're not allowed to take a chicken. It's the problem of mevatal yisr chatchila. You're not allowed to take a whole piece of chicken and mix it into much more kosher chicken. But beforehand, break it up into pieces and then throw it in. Avol miskam lekach lemerasik imu shalom lechem yishematzik bishvilo. It's going to be a problem, like we learned in Tzadi test. In terms of ein mevatel nisr chatchila, ein chiluk bein nisar v'minam o shelo b'minam, then it's going to be aser. Over here, there is a machlokis though between the Gra and the Chachmas Adam. If you take a look at the Gra, Sifkatan Yud Zayin, the Gra. You know what? I don't want to start with the Gra, even though the Gra's on the page. I don't want to start with him anyhow, because I think the pashtus of reading the Mechaber is actually not like the Gra. So let's go first with a simple pshat, then to the more difficult pshat. Says the Binas Adam as follows. Mashikasa b'shulchan aruch. This is the same Binas Adam I read for you before. Either Sifkat and Ayin Beis or Nun Gimel, whatever the pagination. Avol nechtechu oshen esrasku ad shenev detzuras batal, kavanaso gamkein, Shelo nichsar mimenu klum, elishenis machu. Says the Binas Adam, what happens if you had, what's something that's like a really nice piece of food, but if you cook it in water, it begins to... Okay, all right, fine, let's go with that. So let's say, you guys will fight about whether it's a good example or not. But let's say you had schnitzel, it's a chaticha ruya l'skabid. So, and then you take the schnitzel, and for whatever reason you want to cook it in water, and what happens is, it becomes nismafu, it loses its tzura. Maybe another good example would be steak. You have a steak, which is a nice chaticha ruya l'skabid, but imagine taking it. For those of you who enjoy meat, it's a little bit painful to listen to. But imagine taking a very fancy piece of steak and then throwing it into just a pot and cooking it with water. It begins to fall apart and so on and so forth. So says the Binas Adam, in such a case, then it's not going to be considered a Chaticha Ruya L'Skabid. L'fichach ba'inan acheta abed surasa. So says the Binas Adam, in order for it to lose its identity, all you have to do is make it lose its posture. If it loses its posture, then in itself will no longer be considered a Ruil Iskabe, not bottle. And the same thing would apply to Beria as well. If it's nismaich, that would be okay. By the way, this Binas Adam is going to be helpful for us in terms of, I never thought of it in terms of Hilchos Tolaim, but it'll be helpful for us in Hilchos Tolaim. Let's say the insect becomes entirely shriveled and so on and so forth. From here is mashma, and in such a case it loses its chashivas. That's how the Binas Adam holds. However, before I take your hara, Zach, let me just paint the whole picture, and then I would love to take your hara. The Bade Shulchan in Sivkata Nun Hei, in our Simin, is medayek that the Gra does not hold this way. I'll first read for you in the language of the Bade Shulchan, and then we'll see it in the Gra. He says, Uli'inyin beria hachi perushe, shim nisrasika shenevdav nevzantas, afagav shudayin shalim, lo chashiv su kiberia, kem pirushu aprima gadim, v'achach masadam, v'direi mechabim. Umidivre agro near shecholakaza. Visover the koshu shalem chashiv shapir beria. As long as it's whole, it's considered a beria. Virakshishin is rasek guf echad hu de pakamine den beria. Only if it falls apart does it lose beria. Umashi hisna ha mechaber de nevda tsurasan. And this that the mechaber said nevda tsurasan. Is only going back on chaticha ruyis kabed. It goes as follows. Take a look at the gra. Ad shenevda, lo koi yudzayin in the gra, lo koi ela chaticha ruyis kabed. We're only talking about a chaticha ruyis kabed. Kimo shekosav b'simin shekoda. In the simin beforehand, we learned that if the beria loses its identity, so then in such a case, it's not going to be considered. The beria, as long as, let me reformulate that, the beria, as long as it stays whole, in such a case, it's going to be considered a beria, says the Gra. When did we say that if it's nevda tsurasa, look back in the words of the Mechaber, onis raska, asha nevda tsurasan, that's going on chaticha ruyiskabed. Why? Because the whole Agdara of chaticha ruyiskabed is that it's choshuv that you would give to whom? You would give to a guest. So then a steak like that was originally made like that, and now you cooked it and it's eisgevept and stuff like that, so then in such a case it's not going to be called chaticha ruyiskabed. But beria it's still going to be. So what's the machlokas between the Gra and the Binas Adam? The Binas Adam in Pshat, he says, Ad Shenevda Tzurasan's going back to both Beria and Chaticha Ruil Iskabit. But according to the Gra, no, it's not going back on both of them. It's going back only on Chaticha Ruil Iskabit. L'may Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is actually not in Chaticha Ruil Iskabit. The Nafkamina is going to be in the Din of Beria. In regards to Beria, what happens if you have something that's Nisma'ith? According to the Gra, it's still not going to be batel. While according to the Binas Adam, the halacha is that it would be batel as well. That vameivin yavin might be totally in the chakiris that we spoke about before in regards to how we look at at Beria. But since we weren't being choker today on Beria, we'll leave that as is. Okay, Visiyata Dishmaya, we'll stop over here, and Thursday, what we'll do is Sifim Zayin Ches and Tes, and go on to Dover Sheyesh Matir. Yes, what was your question, Zach?
But don't we say about Beria, it's all about being Shalim?
Right.
Needs to be,
so it's Shalim.
Like, it's like, even if it just loses like a tiny arm.
That's right. Right? Because it's Shalim.
That would still be...
So it goes beautiful. Okay, so you pushed me. I'm happy you're pushing me. The recorder didn't go off yet. So it could be, I didn't want to overburden you with this, because we're now doing Chatichu Liskab, but since you're pushing me, so then L'chura, it's going to be totally in the Chakira of Beria as well. If you say that when it comes to Beria, the word in Beria is that whatever gets Malkus is not Batel, so that it's not a word in the Chashivus. So I don't care how unchashiv it is, but you get Malkus on it. So there it goes. When it comes to the leg being cut off, then you don't get Malkus. So if you don't get Malkus, then it doesn't have a din of Beria. But if it's Nismaech, it's still whole, you'll get Malkus. While it could be that the Binas Adam is close to the Shita that says, no, it's just the din of Malkus is just a simen for the Shira of Chashivas. But Beria is a function of Chashivas. And therefore, Beria and Chaticha Rieskabit are going to be exactly the same. While the Gra seems to be pushing in a different direction. The direction the Gra seems to be pushing in is that it's not going to have the same rules. Why? Because it's the Malkus that creates the Chiva. And we already saw that's a machlokus between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishkanes Yaakov. The Mishkanes Yaakov said that at the end of the day, you can't say that a barrier today is Chashul because it's so tiny, you can't see it, you can barely see it. And if it's so tiny, you can barely see it, and it's all mixed in the leaf, it's not going to be considered chashiv. That's how he's matstick, that people aren't always careful to check. So Aruch HaShulchan comes back to him and he says, I also want to be matstick. I'll be matstick for a different reason, but not your reason, he says, because at the end of the day, you get Malkus about how discernible it's not. So he says, why would it make a difference? So the L'chura, that's the machlokus. The Mishnah Yaakov is assuming that when it comes to the din of Beria, so Beria is halach in chashivas, and we just see from Malkos that in general there's chashivas of a beria. But if I create a context where the beria doesn't have chashivas, even if it gets Malkos, there's room to argue that it's not going to have dine beria and it's going to be batel. But the Aruch HaShulchan saying Malkos is what defines it. So same thing over here. The Gra seems to be saying Malkos is what defines it. Like closer to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Binas Adam's mahalach would be closer in the other direction. The Chachmas Adam is arguing with what he calls his Mechutan. He called the Gra his Mechutan. They weren't exactly Mechutanim. I think it was one of the Gra's grandchildren was married to the Chachmas Adam. Did I mention to you that, stop me if I already mentioned to you, Rav Judah gave a shir in the minyan of my Talmidim in Mishkafayim. So half of the shiur, the second half of the shiur, he focused on Rabbi Nassan of Breslov. But the first half was the Chachmas Adam's Hakdama. Did I tell this to you? He read through. I said already in shiur. He read through the Chachmas Adam's Hakdama, and the Chachmas Adam writes that he did most of his learning as a businessman, which is absolutely mind-boggling. That the Chachmas Adam is the Pesach Achron of all of Israel had to Yoredea, and the work was done when he was a practicing businessman. He only became a rav later in life. But the sefer itself was written during that time. So I didn't know that. And who's the biggest? Who's as a single individual in the last 100 years has probably the greatest chelek in Klal Yisrael's Talmud Torah today? It was also not a rav. That's Rav Kahati. I'm not with it. My children shouldn't call him Kahati. But I don't even know if he had smicha. Isn't that amazing? It's a piece of inspiration for the world. Not that the world's most famous rabbanim aren't always the biggest marbitzei Torah. Okay? We should all be zochet to have a chelek in teaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah.